earth so you can draw strength from. Amen? Amen. And Kim and I have been so blessed by these two angels on earth that God has provided for us. And it's not a relationship that just happened yesterday. It's a relationship that happened a long time ago. Almost 20 years, Tracy says. It's almost 20 years. That's an ongoing relationship. And if we have it here on earth, and it will continue on earth, and it will be going into heaven. You see, you got to understand relationship. It's not just for one year. You just meet someone, and it's just for that moment. But you, when you identify that this is the person that God placed in your life, it's forever. Yeah, it's what? Forever. So it's a relationship we have on this side right now. But when we depart from this life to the next life, it continues. Yeah, can you say amen? It continues. Can you say amen this morning? You know, I'm very excited and honored because I just love to sit back there. And Papa know that. I just sit and enjoy the service. But they commissioned me as a what a task to open the conference this year. They said, you need to open this conference. As the chairman of the board of MPN, we pass in the baton to you and let God lead you. And I'm going to do that this morning. And the right amount of people is here to hear this message. The right amount of people is here to hear this message. And you're going to be blessed. And we're going to set this stage for great things to happen. Amen? Hallelujah. We're going to set it for great things to happen. How many people know great things going to happen? Amen. Great things going to happen this year, 2019. Hallelujah. 2019 NPN. It's great things are going to happen. Miracles are going to take place. Amen. And I'm not just saying it because, you know, it's a cliche word. Miracle is going to happen. See, hear this now. I come up here to do something special this morning. Amen. That's what I come up here to do. And when we say miracles are going to happen, we mean what? Miracles are going to happen. Right. Yeah. Yeah. It either miracle is true or it's not. And if we can say it is true, then we need to what? See. Amen. And this is what believers ought to do now. And we don't need to have some cop out and spiritualize why it never happened. Yes. We need to what? See it. Amen. You know, Elijah says, it's going to rain. Elijah says, it's going to what? Rain. And it's going to rain when I say so. By my word. Oh, we need some Elijah. We need some what? Elijah. He wasn't guessing it. It says, it will rain when I say so. And when we look at it, for 3 years, he shut up the heaven. And no matter who prayed, nothing happened. No matter who wishes, nothing happened. Until it was the time. We're going to talk here this morning because we're going to have a great time in this place. This morning, we are going to what? Have a great time in this place right now. He says, it's going to rain. It's going to rain. And when the time comes, God says, now is the time. Go show yourself. And he did. And we know the old story. He stands up there and prayed. First time, nothing happened. But he says, it's going to what? Rain. prayed a second time, nothing happened. But he says he's going to what? We're going someplace here. Strength. See, this is my topic. I'm glad Papa and Mama gave me 1 hour. He said, strength for personal warfare battle. How do you get it? How do you get it? So when the battle rage, you can stand. That's what we're going to discover here. Elijah prayed. One time, nothing happened. Two times, nothing happened. Three times, nothing happened. Four times, nothing happened. Five times, nothing happened. We would have quit the third time. And we would have spiritualized it. Oh, Papa, that's it. We would have quit, spiritualized it, have all kind of thing to say. But Elijah wasn't going to spiritualize it. He believes it. And he's not going to stop until he what? See red. Doesn't matter what it looks like, what it feels like. You see, we can't go by what it looks like, what it feels like when it comes to God. Come on, somebody got to say amen in here. Because the church of God go too much by what it looks like. We go too much by what it feels like. But we can't go by what it looks like. He wasn't going by what it looks like. Because when the servant come and said, man, it's shining. The sun getting hotter. He wasn't going by that. He says, it's going to rain. I don't care. I don't care what's going on right now. It's going to what? Rain. And he stays in there until the servant says, you know, I saw a little cloud. And it's not big. It's like the fist. Now think of the heaven. How vast the heaven is. And you just see a little cloud like your fist. You're going to say, that is not going to rain. It can't. There was no big cloud. Elijah just jumped. He said, ah, that's it. That's it. That's it. Go tell the king. Run, because I heard something. The sound, I'm going somewhere now. The sound of abundant of rain. And tell him he better run, because it's going to pour now. It's coming, amen. You got to pray, you got to believe until it happens. Come on, give him praise here. I'm just getting us ready, you know. I'm getting us ready here. Strength for personal and national warfare. That's my topic this morning. How do we get strength for personal warfare? I come here to tell you how to obtain it. I come here to tell you how to what? Obtain it. You know, in mathematics, we say 1 + 1 = 2, right? And it's good everywhere. So if I go to Nigeria, 1 + 1 = 2 over there. He's done 2 over there. If I go to England, 1 + 1 = what? 2 over there. It doesn't change. See, we're going to see a miracle here. Bible said, my people perish for lack of what? But when knowledge come, which is light, we are able to what? See and do things. 1 + 1 in United States is 2. 1 + 1 in Nigeria is 2. And from where I'm from, Jamaica, 1 + 1 up there is 2. So we can't stay in America. It happened in Nigeria. We can see miracle where? In Nigeria. But we can't see miracle here. Something is wrong with that. Something is wrong with that now. Something we got to clean up that. We got to clean up that. We got to clean up that. Because 1 + 1 is good anywhere in the world. It's the same result anywhere in the world. Am I talking to you there? And then I come to realize now, I put that in context, is the God of all. So I'm going to tell you to get personal strength. And it's good in Nigeria. So, you know, when I met Mother Gloria, she told me about the wailing woman in Nigeria. They're relentless in praying. She tell me about that. And they get result. So the wailing woman in Nigeria is no different from the wailing woman in America. In America. There's no different. Here why there's no different is the same God. Who are they wailing to? God. He is God of all. Not God of some. But God of all. God of all. Follow me this morning. And he is the unchanging God. He doesn't change. Is the same yesterday, today, and forever. All right? So if all what I just tell you is true, then we're supposed to see power. The battle is raging. And it is all around us. And if you're breathing, you're going to fight. You're going to have to fight a spiritual battle if you're breathing. And it doesn't matter whether you're Pentecostal, whether you're Baptist, whether you're quiet in church. It could care less. The devil could care less what your religion is. If you call on the name of Jesus Christ, he's going to fight you. You're going to tell some people, if you call on the name of Jesus Christ, he's going to what? Fight you. The minute you open your mouth and say, Jesus, the devil say, okay, I'm gonna stop that. I'm going to shut you up. He's going to what? Fight you. So we got to be ready to what? Fight. You tell all of, you know, sophisticated Christian, sit there with your pretty self. And you're so sophisticated and so knowledgeable. Just wait. Call, just say, oh, I love Jesus. And then say, okay, I'm going to show you. I will show you how much you love him. He'll test you. So the battle is raging. And it's all around us. And every one of us are going to have to fight as believers. I want to take you this morning first to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. Let's get into it now. I'm done. I'm supposed to be done here. 10:30. You know, Brenda will start to show me because I'll go to 11 o'clock. So you are my timekeeper, brother. All right. You're my timekeeper. If you're going to learn, so grab your notebook, grab your pencil, and you're going to take some notes. Amen? We're going to learn. All right. So Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6 says, let's look at it. But without faith, it is impossible to please God. But without faith, it is impossible to please God. Want to continue. For he who comes to God, hear the word, must. Say must. Say it again, must. Must believe. Here's it here. We got to stop here as Christians and learn. Without faith, it is what? Impossible to please God. Come on. Now, he who comes to God, here's the qualification. Must, not might believe, not think. Must what? Believe. Strong word. Strong word. Must believe that he is right there. That here why we don't see miracle. We don't get this peace. He who come to God must first settle the issue. That he what? Is. You and I will never get anything from God unless we settle this issue. I don't care how much we go to church. I don't care what title we have. He that comes to God must first believe, settle this issue that he is. He is. That he exists. Not that I read about him. Not that I think that he might exist. I got to know this God. This God. Are you with me this morning? We got to quit following what people say. You got to know him. We got to know this God. You got to spend time to what? Know him. Then you know that you know Jesus. That you know. That you know. That he what? Is. You can't win no battle until you know that. Let me say that again. Strong word I'm using this morning. I'm setting this up because we're going to get in there. You cannot win no battle against the devil until you settle this question. That God is. He who comes to God must first settle this issue. Spend time to settle this issue. If it takes you a whole year, then spend time the whole year until you know that he is. Are you with me? It's not going to church and then feel good and clap your hand and go, because the devil just laugh. He's going to slap you as soon as you leave church. He's going to make you curse. He's going to make you say there's no God. Where is God? You hear me? So you have to settle it. You know, we just respect our apostle and our mama. But they settled that. They settled that issue. They're not guessing that issue. They're not going by their feeling now or what they think. So when they talk with that confidence, with that security. There's many God, but there's only one true and living God, and you got to know him. You remember Jesus. Jesus says to the woman at the well, he says, you worship what you don't know. You worship who you don't know. And I believe today the churches worship somebody that they don't know. I believe the churches worshiping a God that they don't know. Jesus says, you worship. The time has come when you shall not go there or there to worship. Because let me tell you who God is, he says. God is a spirit. And they that worship him must worship him. In spirit and in truth. Are you with me this morning? You want to see miracle? Then get to know him. Because he's a God of what? Miracle. Come on, give him praise here this morning. Watch yourself.
So you must settle the account that he is, and then you will know the next part of that verse that he is a what? A rewarder. A rewarder. A rewarder of those who what? Diligently seek him, seek him, seek him. Diligently, not one time. Not pray one prayer and you didn't see anything. But you're going to what? Diligently continue because you know he what? Is. That's what I'm, yeah. You got that? You have to know that he is to continue. If you don't know he is, you will quit. And it doesn't matter how many times a Pastor Moses come here and impart stuff to us. And we say, oh, he's such a powerful man of God. And Mother Gloria come and impart stuff. Oh, she's such a powerful woman of God. And I wish, I wish, I wish I have what they got. They got the same. One plus one. They got one plus one is two. That's it. There's no different spirit here. There's only one spirit. There's only what? One spirit. I come to tell you that. So we're going to settle that if we're going to win the battle. Now, here how we win the, here how we settle it. Here how we settle it. John chapter 1, verse 1. Here how we settle it. This is how we settle it. In John chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. This is how we said it. So, we must believe the Word. We must believe the Word. His coming must first believe this. Because this word is who? God. This word is God. So when you come, we don't have to look around for God. We don't have to feel for God. Because this is God. I know it. John says, and the Word becomes flesh and dwell among us. The Word is God. So every time I take this word up, I know it's God. So that's why I love the Word. Because the Word is God. So watch this now. If the Word is God, if the Word is God and we believe it, then everything it says, that's right. Somebody got it. Somebody got it right there.
Hallelujah. That's forever.
Yeah. Everything it says is true. So we don't have to have a feeling. We don't have to have a feeling because what he says is what? True. Now, I have to believe that. So that's the struggle that you and I have. This, I don't care who preaches. The guy could preach on fire. Won't change anything until you what? Believe. Until you what? Believe. So somebody is teaching and saying, church, I don't feel anything. You're not supposed to feel anything. You're supposed to believe. He wasn't hot. He wasn't hot. The word is hot. The word is fire.
The word is sword. You're looking for the man to be hot. The word's supposed to be. Hallelujah. The word is God. And you have to believe the word. Because the word is a must. Say out loud. Say out loud with me. The word is a must. Say it again. The word is a must. Jesus. Say it again. The word is a must. Not that it might. I'm coming to tell you that. That's, he tells me to let you know that. The word is a must. So I quit my feeling now because the word is a must. Jesus. Now I understand why David win battles. David let me into it, and I'm letting you into it why I win battles. David says, I turn my eyes unto the hill. From whence cometh what? My help. Watch this now. He said, my help comes from the Lord, God Almighty. So this is what I do. Who is God? He's His word. So when I'm struggling, I turn my eyes to the word. You got it. I turn my eyes to the word. I turn my eyes to the word. I come here to tell you, quit looking in the space. You got it. Turn your eyes to the word. And in the word comes your help. In the word comes your strength. In the word comes your power. Hallelujah. Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. Come on, give him praise here. Ooh, we got to get something. Give him praise here. Give him praise here. Ooh, give him praise. Give him praise. Hallelujah. It is not a guessing game. Christianity is not a guessing game. It's a knowing. It's a what? Knowing. Quit guessing and know. Know that the Lord, He is God. Know that the Lord, He is God. Not feel. Know that the Lord, He is God. And it is He who have made us and not we ourselves. We are sheep of His pasture. Hallelujah. Come on. Know that the Lord, He is God. I know He is God. Hallelujah. Watch this, watch this, watch this. Oh, this is so sweet. David has this great battle with Goliath. Watch how powerful this is. Goliath is Satan today. So, Goliath is no other than Satan today. And so he liked to taunt the Christian. And he, come on, sister, preach with me. I'm going to help you. Coming to help you because you put out some stuff to be here. Goliath is no other than the devil. And he loves to come out and just taunt us. Try to intimidate us. But I learned something from David. David says, who is this uncircumcised Philistine? Who is he? Oh. Who is he? When I know the God of Israel, when I know the God of who? Israel, who can stand before the God of Israel that I know? Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that coming out here making a mockery about God? I'm going to show him today. I'm going to settle this issue today. I'm going to settle it today.
Woo! I'm going to settle this thing today. Watch this. When David decided that, the king says, how are you going to do this? You need a hammer. You need a spear. You need all this stuff. They say, I don't need none of those. Because I haven't proved them. Oh, you got it. I don't need it because I haven't what? Proven it. Because he who come to God must first believe, must first prove that he is. Oh. I'm telling you to win battle. You got to. How are you going to win battle when you're not sure that he is?
Hallelujah.
You'll take any armor that does not belong to you, that can't help you win anything. You'll take Satan armor to fight. He will give you his own stuff to fight and kill you. And that's why so many of us defeated. Because we are using the devil tool to fight the devil. Are you going to win? You can't win. He says, I ain't using that. I haven't proven that. I have proven God. But you know what I love about that story the most? The day when David confront Goliath. And David look at him. And Goliath look at him. And says, what are you doing? What are you doing? That's what I love about the whole thing. Because sometimes our problem is so big. Jesus. Our problem is so big. And we are so small in front of it. Think of this giant of a man. Think of the giant of your problem right now that confronted you. It's just saying, making a mockery at you. You say, you can't do nothing here. I'm bigger than you. David says, really? He says, I'm coming to you in somebody that you don't know. I am coming with somebody that you don't know. I am coming in the name of the Lord God of Israel, who you defy. And you can't beat the God of Israel. It is impossible. The word is a must. You see, David coming with the word now. He's not coming with his thinking, his belief. He's coming with the word. He knows the word is a must. What are we getting here? To fight the battle, the word is a must.
Amen, amen.
Without the word, you will not win. The word is a must. You're not coming with your word. You're looking at the sickness, not with your word. Look, if you look at the sickness with your word, it will kill you. You can't. You have to come at it with his word. You got to say, all I got is his word. And God, you can't lie. You can't lie. Why? The word is a must. You just got to walk out here saying it. The word is a must now. If I get the word, I got it. Because the word is a what? The Bible says his word will not return unto him what?
Void.
Back there. It will not return unto him void. Doesn't matter who uses it.
Hallelujah.
Let me say this here. Disappoint some Christian now. Doesn't matter who uses it.
Anyone who uses his word and believes it get the result. That doesn't mean the person is holy and going to heaven. But God cannot go back on what he says. It doesn't matter who uses it. That's why the Bible says, whosoever, 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 whosoever. The word is a must. When the devil tried to fight you, he said, no, the word is a must. When your mind is fighting you, the word is a must. Not me, not anything. The word is a must. Because the word is God. You hear that? He who come to God must what? First believe that he is, and that he is a what? A rewarder of those that what? Diligently seek him. So I'm going to be diligent in the word. Until I find a word for me that fit my situation. Once I get the word for me that fit my situation, then the word is a must. Amen. Are you getting it? The word is a must. Now, my own personal experience, I fought many battles. And I won them. And I didn't win them because I'm more holy than anybody. I win them not because I was more holy than anybody. I win them not because I pray more than anybody. I win them not because I fast more than anybody. I didn't. Because I believe a lot of people might pray more than me. Who do I know? They might fast more than I do. I don't know. But one thing I do know is God. Amen. I do know him. That one I know. And the next thing I know, how God work. That one I don't guess. 1 + 1 = 2. I know that. Anywhere I am, 1 + 1 = 2. You can't tell me otherwise. You tell me 1 + 1 = 3, I said, you crazy. 1 + 1 = 2. You need to go learn your math. You understand that? I settled that issue. So when somebody tell me otherwise about God, I don't care if he's a right, reverend, bishop, pope, 1,000-member church, that means nothing to me. It means, what I says, it means what? Nothing to me. Because you can send me to a place that you don't know. All right. I think I have, 20 minutes. Then I'm done here because I know. But you got to get this here. I come here, you know, to really put this into you as God give it to me. There's a difference between a travel agent and a tour guide. There's a difference between a what? Travel agent and a tour guide. You gotta put that in your note here. You see, doesn't know. He's never been there. But he's telling you about the place and how great it is. How you know that? You ain't been there. That's a travel agent. Now, a tour guide, where you find him, he knows the place. He been in the place. He knows the people in the place. He knows the road in the place. He knows which road you should take and which road you should not take.
I believe there are many travel agent Christian pastors, bishop. They are all travel agents. They can tell you about God, but they don't know God. Come on, come on, come on. Give him praise. Don't be tricked. Don't be tricked. Don't be tricked. Say, I will never be tricked. I'll never be tricked. I'll never be tricked. I'll never be tricked. I'm not going to be tricked. He who come to God must first believe that he is. That's the key. And he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Oh, I got a problem and I got to go seek God. I got to stay until I get an answer. Oh, it doesn't matter how long it takes. I need an answer. And I'm going to stay there till I get it. You know what we need? What we want? And I live in America 39 years. I've been in church here 39 years. So I'm not new to this thing. We love quick fix, microwave, McDonald Christianity, McDonald food. Everything must be, give me the prophet who can just fix it right away. We love the McDonald's stuff. We pull up, and guess what? We don't even go inside. Pull up on the driveway. You better serve me quick. I'm on the run. The one we love is the Little Caesar. Little Caesar pizza. Yeah, it's ready already. You know, Little Caesar says hot and ready. It's ready already. So I can just go and get it. That's the way. That's the way we want God. That's the way we want our God. You better be ready. Come on. I'm going to pray. I'm praying a quick prayer. And you better be ready. You better be ready. I want to disappoint you. I want to disappoint. If you think that way, God don't work that way. Ain't no magic. God doesn't work by magic. He that come to God must first believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Diligently. He's going to reward them. So my own personal experience, 2017, my wife and I went to Europe. We're in England. We have one of the best time. Ever. It was so awesome. We're all over Europe. From state, from one place, from Manchester to London to all the places that there is. We were just having a fantastic time. Never know. As soon as we come back to United States of America, 2017, July 25th, I'll never forget it. She was so sick. She went to the doctor and they did an MRI. And it says to her, we have some bad news. Real bad news. And I sit there with my wife. What kind of bad news you could have? So the doctor says, you have stage 3 cancer. Kidney cancer, and it spread in your body. That's bad news. And we walk away from there. And I say, Lord, I fight many battles, but this is a different type of battle. And God, I'm going to need a word from you. need the word, God.
And I remember I was driving and so confused. How this could this be? So confused. And then the Spirit of God says to me, behold, I give you the power. I was so confused that day. I wasn't no spiritual. I just, God, I need a word. My flesh is crying out. Because I bury so many people with cancer. I bury them. And as soon as they say they have that cancer, within weeks, they're gone. I've seen it. I've buried so many people. And here it is now. It confronts me now. So with that experience that I have, reality, it's right there. Says, God, I need a word. He says, behold, I give you the power to trample upon scorpion, upon serpent. And by no means shall harm you. So I jump and say, okay, I got this word here. You cancer, I will trample you. In the name of Jesus Christ, by the power of Almighty God, I will trample you. And that's all I could do.
Hallelujah.
And the devil sees that. And my wife, 2017, this is 2019, right? So 2017, 2018, she rise. 2017, 2019, she was like, nothing happened. She did a major surgery. 7.5 hours. The doctor says to save her life. 7.5 hours. She came out of it. She was fine. Think about this. 7.5 hours surgery. And Mama Gloria, Daddy, they prayed and believed. Says it will be well. The doctor... When the doctor is going to do a surgery and tell you it's a touch and go, that they pre-order 5 units of blood. Uh-huh. Not 1 unit, 5.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she did a surgery, and the doctor told me they didn't use one.
Hallelujah.
That's the power of God.
Hallelujah.
But that was the word I got,
yes.
And I use it. And the devil lived for a little bit, a while. And 2017 was fine. 2018 was fine. 2019. This is this year. January. My wife was all gone. She just, all of a sudden, wasn't here. 2019. I remember. January. The new year. And I had to take her to the hospital. This is the first time since 2017. When I go to the hospital, the doctor says she ain't gonna live. The doctor called me and said she's not gonna live. The doctor says, I'm sorry to give you that bad news. And I reject it. Because the word is a must. So he that come to God must believe. And he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So I had to go back and say, God, I need a word. I need a word. And I had this word. These are the two words. Not a word of men. Because I'm not looking for that. Because a man going to tell me, she shall live. But how do you know? How do you know? Anyone can say that. Because I want to hear that. That is what I really want to hear. But is that true? And then the Lord says, when I was at my lowest point,
at my lowest point in the battle. It doesn't matter what any preacher says to me, any Christian says to me, I'm at my low point there. The Lord says, go to Psalms 103. I'm searching for a word. Psalms 103, verse 3. Remember, I'm closing. He that come to God must first what? Believe that he is. And he is a what? A rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So as I'm seeking it, Psalms 103, it just jumped that day. He speak to me now and give me life. Because the word gives life. The word is power. The word is everything. And he says, verse 2, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget all his benefit. Yeah, I got a lot of benefits from God.
Hallelujah.
You know, I find myself like David right now. David said to the king, O king, I was attending my sheep, and a lion came, and I killed him in the name of the God of Israel with my bare hand. And another day, a bigger thing came, which is a bear bigger than a lion, attacked my sheep again, and I killed them the same way with the word. With my hand. O king. And now I face Goliath. I'll kill him the same way. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And forget not all his benefits. And I started to think of some benefits I received since I've become a Christian and know God. I can't forget that it was God who delivered me here. I can't forget that it was God who led me when I couldn't see the way. It was God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I remember one of the biggest battles. There was a $2.6 million I need. I need $2.6 million that I don't have. Check this out. Need $10 and don't have it, so hard that is. Anybody here? You need $10 and you don't have it. It's like $2
million.
Well, I need $2.6 million. That means if I have $600,000, I ain't got nothing. I still need $2
million.
And I don't have it. So the only way it's going to come, he has to come through who? God.
Amen.
He who come to God must first what?
Believe
that he is. Must believe. And I prayed and I prayed and God opened the door by wisdom and I received the $2.6 million, the most unlikely place. I received the $2.6 million from a moment. And I receive it from them in Utah. How about that? How about a moment? Fly from Utah to the city of Cocoa and look at a pastor and gonna loan him $2.6 million. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and forget not all his benefits. That's not how that jump. And then I slipped down to verse 3. Ooh, I know I'm in the end. I can go for 2 hours to teach you this, so you go out and be powerful. Verse 3 says, who forgives all my iniquity? I stop. Do I believe that my iniquity is forgiven? I have to stop right there. It says, okay, who forgives all my iniquity? Lord, I thank you that you forgive me of all my sin. And I
believe that. You believe that. Every one of us believe that. Don't we? We, without a shadow of a doubt, we say, my sin is being forgiven. My place in heaven is secure. I am on my way to heaven because I believe God forgive me of my sin. But the verse didn't stop there. Oof, do you believe that? So yeah. Then it continue. Who healed? Oh. Who healed all? We can shout that I have a strong church there. Who healed all? Not some all. Your disease. And that word jumped now. So I says, doctor, thank you. But the word is here. And I'm believing it.
And like I said, my wife should die since January 6th, 7th, you know, maybe 2 days in the month of January. And she was so sick. Let me tell you something. The devil will frighten you if you don't know God. Let me tell you. The doctor, when he see that I'm not comprehending what he's telling me, the magnitude, because he's a doctor. And I'm not comprehending. She get a tape measure. And she said, let me show you something. She says, the cancer that is showing in her body right now is 19 centimeters. It says, you know what 19 centimeters look like? Let me show you in inches. And when she said, okay, 19 centimeters. No, this is what it looked like in inches. It's almost 7 inches. It's over off your feet. Take over your body. There's no way. And she walked out there telling me there's no way.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. And forget not all his benefit, who forgives all our iniquity and heal all our disease. That's the word. So I leave. The word is a must. The word is a must. The word I leave. The word is a must. The word is a must. The word is a must.
Yes.
And today is August 8th, and she's still here. The word is a must.
Hallelujah. Ah, thank you, Jesus.
And every time my wife makes some great strides, she had one of the greatest battles. And I said, hey, baby, it's not you, it's more me. The devil is testing me. The fight is using you, but the test is me. Because he is contending with God and me, not with my wife. The fight is this. If you prolong that healing, he'll quit believing. That's the whole deal. I know it. As I drive coming here, the devil wanted, the day I quit belief, the day I says it's finished, then the battle is over and the devil go off in the corner and it will not happen. It will not happen. It will not happen. Because he who come to God must first believe. So the word is a must. The word is a what? Must. So that's the word I'm holding on. Lord, you forgive our iniquity. And you heal all our disease. It's a must. You get it now? There's no spirituality in that. It's a must. He can do one and don't do the other. If you believe one, you must believe the other. You can't just believe
one and don't believe the other. Stand to your feet here. The word is a what? He forgives what? All. And he does what? Heal all of disease. Not what I think, not what you think. That's what it is. The word is a must. I don't know what your situation is, but you need to apply the word. You need to apply the word. Because when you get the word, it's a must. Doesn't matter what you're going through. Doesn't matter how you feel. The word is a must. There's one thing the Holy Spirit told me to come here to tell you. You leave this conference saying the word is a must. No more feeling. I have the word on it. So when the devil challenges you, you say the word. And say the word is a must, devil. Because God cannot lie. It is impossible. Jesus defeat the devil how? By the word. Jesus defeat the devil every time it is written. Every time it is written. The word is a must. Oh, you get it now. It was nothing else. No more, nothing fancy. All Jesus did was the word. The word is a must. Defeated. It is written. It is written. It is written. The word, Jesus know the word is a must. Lift up your hand. Pray with me. Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father. Pray now. Let the devil know we are a 2019 conference. Heavenly Father. We are your children. We are your children. We believe you. We believe your power. Let your power. Let your power. Fall on me. Anoint me with your power to win every battle. Every battle. I know. I have strength. Divine strength. Divine strength. Through your word. Your word is power. Your word is a sword. Your word is an armor. In the name of Jesus. I am strong. I am strong by your word. Nothing can stand before your word. Your word will conquer. I am more than a conqueror because of your word. Come on, give him praise. Give him praise all over here, dear. All over here. Give him praise. Oh, ra-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Shikora-ba-ba. Pray in the spirit. Oh, ra-ba-ba-ba-ba. Oh, ra-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Shikora-ba-ba-ba-ba. Siandorobo-sotoko-ra-ba-ba. Rokorobo. Siandorobo. Shukora-ba-ba. Oh, ra-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Pray in the spirit now. Oh, ra-ba-ba-ba-ba. Siandorobo-sotoko-ra-ba. Rokora-ba-ba-ba-ba. Let the fire come. 2019 conference. Lord, let your fire fall. 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 Your word is a must. The word is a must. Let your fire fall. Let your fire fall. Let your fire fall. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, ba 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 ba. Let your fire, 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 fire. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey. 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 The word is a must. The word is a must. Oh, devil, the word is a must. The word is a must. The word is a must. The word work. Oh, rabba, baba, 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 shukuraba. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.